The long quest to figure out what happened to Navy pilot Michael Scott Spiker after he was shot down at the start of the first Gulf War has finally been answered. The Pentagon says information from an Iraqi citizen last month led Marines to recover Spiker's remains in the Iraqi desert, and those remains have been positively identified. Residents in Spiker's hometown of Jacksonville, Florida, are welcoming the news.
In one way, it was unfortunate. In another, I think it gives closure for the family.
Oh, I'm so happy for his family. It's terrible never knowing. I just felt, you know, that so happy for them.
Only hours after his plane was shot down, the Pentagon declared he'd been killed. Over the years, critics said the Navy had not done enough to search for him, especially right after the crash, and Spiker's family pressed the military to do more. In 2002, the Navy changed his status to missing in action, captured. Florida Senator Bill Nelson says he's planning to take down the POW/MIA flag he placed outside his office when Spiker went missing.
For those children to be able now to know and not have to continue to wonder, is their father alive, is the closure that they needed.
Spiker's family has released a statement saying learning the news of his death has been difficult, but his actions in combat and the search for him will forever remain in their hearts and minds. And President Barack Obama called the news a reminder of the selfless service that led Spiker to make the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom. Carlotta Bradley, The Associated Press.